Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Patrick Wall, and welcome to this edition of Meet the Coaches here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. This spring, when the Eagles coaches meet their players, it's going to be the first time for many of them, but not Eagles inside linebackers coach Rick Minter. We talked to Minter about what it's like to be back with so many familiar faces, as well as what he thinks about the depth at linebacker.
Well, I'm connected to Jerry as an arrow. Now, that was my connection into this thing. I'd met Chip on a number of occasions, but never had worked with him, didn't have a history or a background. But so I got the invitation to come through Jerry Azzanero, putting some of the staff together, along with, of course, Chip Kelly. So that's kind of how I got here. Well, at Marshall came Vinnie Curry. Then after that, it was Cincinnati, where I recruited out of high school Trent Cole, raised him up till he was almost a senior before I left. I recruited Brett Selleck. And redshirted him, and then he got a 3 years after I left. So I've got to know a lot of these other guys in recruiting. I got to know Casey Matthews in the recruiting process, got to know Kirk Coleman in the recruiting process, because I was at Notre Dame trying to get those guys to come to Notre Dame, and they chose elsewhere.
So can you take all the credit for Trent Cole's success?
Absolutely. Why not? Also coached with his uncle three different occasions. So I've known the Cole family since 1984, and then it was in, right around 2000 or therefore, that we got Trent down to Cincinnati as he came on board from senior high school. So I've known the Coles a long time.
As for how things will work with this staff, obviously you coaching the inside linebackers and Coach McGovern with the outside linebackers, how will the collaboration process there work?
Well, it's going to be a team effort on our entire staff led by Billy Davis. It's a large staff, you might see. And the fact we've got about eight coaches in the room, all total, counting our assistants, we almost view everybody equal. And that is, when we close the door, everybody's going to have a say in what we do. We're going to put our heads together. We're evaluating right now what's going to best fit. In 1 or 2 years, it may not be the perfect cookie cutter that we might end up wanting to be 2, 3, 4 years from now. But right now, it's going to be evaluate our kids, see what they can do best, see what we can do to put them in a position to be successful. I'll manage the two inside linebackers, whoever they might be. Coach Billy McGovern will end up managing the outside guys, whoever they might be. I'm just looking forward to working with all the guys. I've talked to them on the phone briefly, just introductory to say hello. I haven't had a chance to work them at all. So anything they did or didn't do on film, I wasn't responsible for one way or the other. I do look forward to having an old veteran and a young guy. I think that can be good. One can play off the other. One can help train the other a little bit as he grows and becomes a professional. But there's other kids in the room that will be competing for playing time also. So I'm just looking forward to getting to know the whole group. And for my background, what's fun for me is my background has been head coach, it's been coordinator, it's been position coach. And almost in reverse order, I'm looking forward to being able to just zero in and just be a linebacker guy for a while.